Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, and Dilnor Tire.
The home of Dilnor Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Flu season is in full swing, and the staff at Sutter Coast Hospital reminds you that viruses take time, fluids, and lots of rest for a full recovery. Unfortunately, there's not a lot the ER department can do for you that you can't do at home. However, if your fever persists for several days or your symptoms continue to worsen, please seek medical care right away. And as always, if you're not well, please stay home so we can manage this flu season quickly. Sutter Coast Hospital wishes you health in the new year.
And our legendary Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center.
The home of Dilnor Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Now let's get back to the pregame show right here on 97.9 K-Pod Country.
Welcome back to the Warrior pregame show. As the Dilnor Warriors are on the road tonight facing off against the Argata Tigers, I would like to thank all the Warrior fans for tuning in to Dilnor Warrior basketball, and a shout out to all the Warrior alumni around the country following the Warriors on DilnorSports.com. Earlier in freshman action, the Dilnor Warriors defeated the Arcata Tigers with a buzzer beater from Bliss Blackburn. Bliss had 15 points on the night, led the Warriors. The Warriors won 35-33. They go to 7-6 overall, 2-2 in league play. And the JV squad got their first loss of league play as they fell to the Arcata Tigers, 57-43. Their overall record now 14-6. They're 3-1 in league play. They were led by Jackson. Malia Jackson had 10, and that is Kansas Colson with 9 for the JV squad. And for the starting lineup for Dilnor, starting lineups are brought to you by DilnorSports.com. With scheduled results, podcasts, check out DilnorSports.com. And starting for Arcata, the 9-8 Arcata Tigers, 1-2 in league play, will start senior Lily Rust Kelly, junior Aaliyah Prentice, senior Caroline Deeker, junior Nora Talty, and junior Melanie Liu. And for your Dilnor Warriors, Dilnor to start sophomore Brooklyn Carter, junior Lily Nunez, junior Jacqueline Gorbett, all right, senior Lily Wilson, and sophomore Lauren Stoops. Let's take a look at the North Coast section standings, and this is very impressive, folks, and that's why I'm going to bring it up here in the pregame. I'm going to bring it up for you. North Coast section Division 4 rankings have Piedmont, the Highlanders, a highly favored team in the state overall. They're ranked third overall in the state. That's an all school. So impressive ranking for the number one seed in North Coast section, Piedmont. And number two, St. Bernard from Eureka, California. Number three, the McKinleyville Panthers. And sitting at number four is your Dilnor Warriors. Three of the top four teams in North Coast section Division 4, all from the HDN. St. Bernard, Dilnor fell to earlier this season, and the Warriors defeated McKinleyville. The biggest difference between the Dilnor and McKinleyville record is the strength of schedule. McKinleyville's played a little bit tougher schedule, so that bodes them well. It's going to be super important talking to Coach Clifton. This three-game stretch right now against the Tigers right now sitting at number 9 in North Coast section. And then Thursday, they take on McKinleyville down in McKinleyville. We'll have that game for you on Thursday. That's the number 3 seed. And then on Saturday, once again, Warrior fans, we get another matinee game, a huge game in North Coast section, as Dilnor will travel to St. Bernard's and take on the St. Bernard's Crusaders, which they're ranked number 2. So this week of games, the Dilnor Warriors will face the number 9 ranked Arcata Tigers, the number 3 ranked Panthers, and the number 2 ranked St. Bernard's team. Coach Clifton says, pivotal week of basketball here for the Warriors. And he says he's had a couple of good practices, and he feels his team's ready for this three-game stretch. All on the road. I'm excited. Should be a great week of basketball. And Big Five girls standings, it's Eureka 3-0, Delmar 2-1, McKinleyville 2-1, Arcata 1-2, and Fortuna 0-4. Getting ready to tip off now. It's going to be Stutes tipping off for the Warriors. Stutes will be tipping off against Beaker. The 6-foot senior gets the tip, and Arcata's going to have the first possession. Dribble drive, kicks it back out. That is Prentice. Prentice back out on top to Lou. Lou's going to dribble drive, and she's going to get fouled on her way to the basket. Foul's going to go against Stute. She's going to pick up her first. Inbounding Arcata, shot from the outside, goes up, knocks it down. Big three ball. That's Nora Faulty. Leading scorer for the Arcata Tigers. Gets the Tigers on the board first with the three-point basket. Nunez back across midcourt. They're going to be in a 2-3, maybe a 3-2 zone. Ball's ripped away from Carter in the corner. It's going to be a turnover, and the Tigers are quickly coming back the other way. Prentice tries to push the pace. She pulls it back out to Lou. Lou kicks it right side to Kelly. Ref Kelly spin move underneath to Tulsi. Back out on top to Prentice. She'll go up the floater. No good. Rebound's going to be loose. It's going to be a jump ball. As Gorbut was battling for it, possession's going to go to the Warriors. Good defensive set for the Warriors. No press. As Nunez will inbound to Carter and give it back to Nunez. Nunez will be picked up full court, man-to-man by senior Lily Russ Kelly, the 5'5 senior. Nunez gets trapped in the left wing, gets it over to Gorbut. Gorbut, skip pass, tried to get it over to Brooklyn, but it's stolen. Back down the other way, Prentice to Kelly. Back out, shot goes up by Deeker. No good, rebounded by Lou, and she'll put it back up. No good, rebounded by Wilson. Two missed opportunities for Arcata, and Nunez will push it back the other way. She hits the wing to Carter, fires the three, and knocks it down. The sophomore, the sharpshooter, Brooklyn Carter, stays hot, and it's 3-3. Prentice back the other way. Nolte over to Prentice. Back to Kelly. Kicks it to Lou. She'll fire the three. Knocks it down from the outside. That was Melanie Lou, the junior. 3 3-point baskets, and Arcata leads 6-3. Oh, they called it a 2-pointer. Said her foot was on the line, so it's going to be 5-3. Nunez with the ball. Dribble drive, Kelly guarding her. Same spot for Brooklyn Carter. She'll fire and miss. And we're going to have a foul on the rebound. And the foul's going to go against Gorbut. Gorbut picks up the foul. Second team foul. First personal. Lou comes out of the ball game, and Grubb comes in. Kaya Grubb, the 5'9 junior. Also coming out will be Kelly. Entering the ball game will be Ramey Sharp for the Tigers. Senior 5'4. Prentice with the ball up on top, guarded by Brooklyn Carter. Dribble drive, scoop shot, nice shot by Prentice. Aaliyah Prentice gets her first bucket of the game, and Arcata leads 7-3. Coach Oliveira said before the game he's been struggling getting his team to score. We're going to get a hand check out on top as Nunez is going to draw the foul, and that's going to be Sharp picking it up. As Taylor comes in, Carter takes a seat. Nunez has a left wing dribble drive all the way to the basket. She'll go up, and we're going to have a foul. It's going to be a blocking foul. As Nunez went to the basket, she'll go to the line. Foul's going to go against Deeker. That's her first, second team foul. Timeout on the floor as Coach Doug Oliveira is going to get a timeout here as Nunez goes to the line. I want to talk a little bit about Nunez's free throw. She's shot in 2 times more than anybody on the team. She's 80 of 125. She's been to the free throw line 125 times. The one that's closest to her is at 70. And Nunez is 64% from the line. She's our leading scorer at 64 points. 64% free throw shooting. Some of our Sportscasters Club members include our title sponsors. Scoreboards brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital. And Halftime Show will be brought to you by Hiuchi Hamlet. Gas, fishing tackle, and snacks for your Wild Rivers adventure. Joining me at halftime will be our JV girls basketball player, Malia Jackson, going to join me at halftime. We're going to talk a little bit about girls basketball and the upcoming boys basketball game tomorrow. Nunez knocks down her first free throw to make the lead 3. Second free throw on the way. Both of them are good. The 64% free throw shooter knocks them both down, and we're down to a 2-point game. Prentice with the ball, kicks it over to Grubb. Grubb's going to have the ball knocked away by Stoops, goes in the backcourt, Tigers track it down. Nolte's got it. Nolte's got it coming across midcourt. Shot by Prentice in the left wing, up, no good. Back up, no good by Deeker. Still loose ball, Tigers come with another rebound. 3 offensive rebounds. Ball's knocked out of bounds, it's going to be Warrior ball. Warriors getting dominated on the defensive boards right now. Anissa Batiga enters the ball game as Wilson comes out. Smaller lineup. He started Stoops and Wilson, a bigger lineup. He's gone small now. Dribble drive by Nunez underneath to Stoops. Great look. Stoops puts it up and in, and she does a nice little move past her player. 7-7 your score. Warriors have tied it up. 4 minutes left here in the first quarter. Tigers fire from the wing. No good. That was Grubb. Long rebound to Sharp. Sharp gets it back out to Deeker. Deeker shoots it from the baseline. No good. Ball's loose on the ground. Tracked down by the Tigers. Prentice resets on top. Dribble drives past Nunez, and we're going to have a foul on the ground. Stoots is going to pick it up. Stoots picks up 2 quick with 4 minutes left in the first quarter. As the Tigers inbound the ball. Trying to get it in. We're going to have a 5-second call. Great inbound defense by the Warriors. It'll be a turnover as Grubb could not find anybody. So Taylor inbounds to Nunez. It's a 3-2 zone, kind of a diamond zone. They're going to pick up Nunez at half court and trap her. They trap her on the left wing. Dribble handoff to Anissa. Anissa out on the perimeter. Ball over to Nunez. 15 on the shot clock. Dribble drive. Kick out to Anissa. She'll fire the 3. No good. Rebounded by the Tigers. Good look by Anissa. Just couldn't get it to fall. Sharp back the other way. Ramey, the senior, the 5'4 senior, with the ball right side to Nora. Nora Talty kicks it right side to Grubb. Dribble drive. Underneath to Deeker. Back out to Prentice. Prentice fires from the top of the key, knocks it down. Big 3-point basket by the junior. She's got 5, and the lead's back out to 3 for Arcata. Nunez across midcourt. Dribble drive, scoop shot goes up over Deeker. No good, rebounded by Gorbett. Reset to Anissa, over to Taylor. She'll fire the 3. Nothing but net for Anissa. Taylor knocks down her first bucket of the game. And it's tie ball game, back to 10-10. Prentice with the ball. Spin move, dribble drive, kick out. Wide open look from the left wing, knocks it down. Great look by Grubb, she knocks down the 3. And if these two teams are struggling scoring, they've started out scoring this game. Ball goes corner to Anissa. Dribble drive, scoop shot goes in over Deeker. Anissa with a big bucket, her first bucket of the game. 13-12, 1-point lead for the Tigers, but 2:40 left here in the first quarter. Ball goes right side, that is Sharp. Dribble drive, shot goes up, no good, rebound by Stoops. Stoops is going to push it out to Nunez, they're going to push the face back the other way. Get past to Anissa, she'll fire the 3 from the left wing. Up, no good, rebound's going to go to Stoops though, she'll put it back up. This is that one, rebounded by Salty. Leading scorer for Arcata is out in transition on the right wing. Stutter step, dribble drive, baseline, scoop shots, no good. Partially blocked by Stoops, and Nunez is out in transition. Dribble past Prentice, up with the shot, knocks it down. Great individual effort by Nunez. She's got 4. Warriors got their first lead of the ball game. 14-13. Dribble drive by Sharp, scoop shots blocked by Stoops again. And it's going to go out off Deeker. It's going to be a Warrior ball. back-to-back blocks by Stute. Gives the Warriors the lead, 14-13. Gorman and Stute, the leading rebounds for the Warriors, will take a seat as Franz and Brooklyn Carter come back in. Kiki Franz. Gianna Taylor with the ball, corner to Anissa, underneath to Franz. Franz drops step, kicks it out to Nunez. Corner to Brooklyn. Brooklyn will fire the three, no good. Rebounded by the Tigers. Tigers push it back in transition with Prentice. Skip pass down the floor to Lou. Shot goes up, front rim, no good. Rebound by Nunez. Lily out in transition, all the way to the basket. Shoot shot off the back rim, no good. Lou comes up with the rebound. Both teams want to push the pace both ways. As Prentice drives by, we're going to have a blocking call against the Warriors. Yeah, Anissa tried to step in and take the charge. Didn't get the call. But Prentice knocks down the bucket and has a chance for a three-point play. Anissa picks up her first. Free throw's no good, but the rebound's going to go to the Tigers. They get the offensive rebound. Talty from the left wing shoots the three. No good. Rebounded by Lou. Warriors getting dominated on the boards defensively. Lou with the ball in the low post. Gianna Taylor jumps to block it. Great step through by Lou, but she misses the easy layup. Rebounded by the Warriors. Into the ballgame is Vanuku. All of Vanuku in the ballgame, the sophomore, guarding Nunez out on top. Brooklyn has the ball on top. She throws it away. Vanuku has it. She's out in transition, knocked away by Brooklyn. Turnover for turnover. Nunez has it. Dribble drive middle of the key. She's going to get fouled on her way to the basket. She'll go inbounds underneath. Foul's going to go against Prentice. She picks up her first. Third team foul against the Tigers as Nunez will inbound underneath their own basket with 21 seconds left here in the first quarter. Warriors trail by one, 15-14 your scores. Nunez gets it into Carter. Dribble drive, 15-footer up from the free throw line, knocks it down. Carter's got five. The Warriors lead by one with 14 seconds left. Ball goes right side. That is Vanuku with it. Dribble drive, middle of the key. She'll pull it back out. Ball goes right side to Grubb. Dribbles it up on top with 1 second. She'll fire from the top of the key and knock it down. Off the backboard line drive by Kelly. 3-point basket at the end of the quarter is going to give the Tigers a 2-point lead after the first quarter. 18-16 your score. We'll be back in here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delmar Warrior Sports.
Delmar Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club members' sponsors are Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, and McPherson's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and Ingram Marine Supply.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride.
Go fans to the Tigers Den here in the campus of the Arcata Tigers, where the Warriors trail by two heading into the second quarter, 18-16 your score. Tigers will have the first possession. Vanuku's got it on top. Ball goes corner to Kelly. Back out on top to Lou. Easy look for Lou. Can't get it to fall, though, and we're going to have a technical foul. I'm not sure what it is. We're going to take a look here. I'm not getting a signal on what the technical foul was, but it's going to be a technical. It's going to be a not a personal foul. I'm not sure who's going to coach or a player, but Nunez is at the line to shoot two here. First free throw is no good for Nunez. So the Warriors, at the time of the inbound, they had six players on the court. That was the issue right there, and so they got a technical foul. Technical foul against the Tigers. What Nunez made the second free throw, and they'll get the first. They'll get the next possession. Nunez with the ball, shot from the top of the key. No good. Long rebound's going to go to Kamora McCovey in the ball game. Out to Anissa, back into Kamora, and she loses the handle. Turnover. Tigers back the other way. Prentice with the ball. She'll dribble drive middle of the key. Shot goes up, and she's going to get fouled. Brooklyn Carter is going to kind of bail out Prentice because she was losing her balance. And Prentice will go to the line now to shoot two. Shoot 0 for 1 from the line. 18-17 your score. Warriors trail by one, ending the two free throws by Aaliyah. Aaliyah's first free throw, no good. She's now 0-2. Leading scorer tonight for the Tigers with seven. Struggling from the charity stripe. Third free throw is good. She's 1-3, and the Tigers lead out to two. Picked up full court is Nunez. Nunez spins by Banuku, back out to Taylor. 3-2 zone by the Tigers. Dribble drive, scoop shot by Anissa, knocks it down. She'll make that from the baseline all day. She's got four, back to a tie ball game. Banuku back out on top, shot goes up from the left wing, no good. Rebounded by Anissa. Anissa will push it back the other way. Dribble drive back to Nunez. Nunez to the basket, kicks it out to Anissa. Fires a three from the wing, no good. Rebounded by Prentice. Prentice pushes it back the other way. Out in transition are the Tigers. Dribble drive by Wingate. Out to Lou, over to Banuku. Three-point shot from the wing, knocks it down. First bucket for the sophomore. Banuku gets a bucket. Three-point basket. And the lead's out to three. 22-19 your score. And let's take a look at some of our Sportscasters Club members as Coach Clifton calls a full timeout here. Some of our Sportscasters Club members include Potter Real Estate Group. In Crescent City specializes in residential and commercial real estate. H&R Block, get your maximum refund guaranteed. Ambrose WSG, recycling, storage, truck repair, and waste removal. And Delmar Tire. Barnes Family says, our roots are here, not just our branches. Cree Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment, Crescent City and Brookings. And Crescent City Glass, if it's glass, they work with it. Serving you since 1947. Up on our broadcast schedule, nonstop action here on KPOD and on DelmarSports.com, as tomorrow night, Mr. John Pritchett and I both will be it back at Tunin Gymnasium as Delmar boys will entertain Arcata. They'll be back in town. We'll be on the air. Tip off 7:30. We'll have pregame show at 7:20. And on Thursday, I will be back on the road to McKinleyville as the girls take on the Panthers down in McKinleyville. And then Friday, the boys are back at home once again, taking on McKinleyville. Followed by a Saturday game, I'll be down in St. Bernard. So, a full week of basketball. Coming out of the timeout, it's going to be Warriors ball as Taylor brings it across, guarded by Banuku. Taylor corner to Anissa. Underneath to Stoot. Stoot back to Anissa. To Taylor, knocks it down. Big shot by Gianna Taylor. Gigi with her second three, and it's a tie ball game. 22-22. A pretty evenly paced first half here. Dribble drive by Lou, and she misses the easy layup. Stoots gets the rebound, and the Warriors are looking to push it in transition. Taylor to Anissa. Back to Taylor. Get past to Nunez. Nunez, get past to Anissa. One side to the other. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound by Stoots. Coach Clifton says, shoot the ball, Stoots. That was two rebounds where nobody was guarding her. Dribble drive over to Stoots. Great look by Lily. And Seuss is going to get fouled as she went up with it. Foul's going to go against Prentice. She'll pick up her second, fourth, fifth team foul now, as the technical counted as one. Deuce will go to the line. She's a 48% free throw shooter. She knocks down the first one. Deuce averaging 6 points a game. She's got three on the night. As Prentice will take a seat, back into the ballgame is going to be Nora Talty for the Tigers. Second free throw off every part of the rim and falls in. Shooter's roll there. She's got four, and the Warriors lead by two. Wingate dribble drive. She's going to get knocked over by Astute. Took the charge, but there was no call. But the ball went out of bounds off Arcata. Taylor with it, guarded by Vanuku, full court pressure. Taylor did a great job coming across. Nunez playing the left wing now. As Anissa tries to get it away, Vanuku steals it. Coast to coast, easy layup for Vanuku. She's got five, and it's back high ball game. Vanuku's going to continue picking up full court. Nunez now with bringing the ball up across midcourt. Dribble drive. Guarded tightly by Vanuku. Kicks it out to Anissa. She'll fire another three from the wing. No good. Rebounded by Gorbett. Gorbett over to Nunez. Everything on the perimeter. 3-2 zone. Dribble drive baseline again by Anissa. Great look underneath the Stoops. Kicks it out to Nunez. Philly fires the three. No good. Rebounded by the Tigers. Couple good looks by the Warriors there. Just couldn't get it to fall. Talty with the ball. Spin move. Drives baseline. Scoop shot. Partially blocked by Taylor. Stoops comes up with it and she'll kick it out to Nunez. Out to Anissa. Back out to Taylor. Ball's loose on the ground. It's going to be picked up by Vanuku, and she's going to call for challenge. The sophomore, Tala Vanuku, causing tons of havoc out on the perimeter. Anissa takes the seat, and Brooklyn Carter comes in. 24-24 your score. 4:15 left here in the second quarter. Tight ball game so far, pretty evenly matched. Nunez, dribble drive, 10-footer goes. Up, no good, rebounded by Stoops, though. Stoops will kick it out to Carter, she'll fire the three. No good, backside rebound by the Tigers, they're coming out in transition. Nora's got it. Talty looks underneath the loop, but the ball's knocked away by Stoops. Ends up in Talty's hands again. Kicks it to Kelly, Kelly fires the three. No good, rebounded by Lou, out to Vanuku. She'll fire the three. Another offensive rebound by the Tigers. And they'll reset on top. Vanuku with it, stolen by Nunez. Nunez out in transition, dribbles by Vanuku. Up with the shot. We're going to have a blocking call as Nunez is going to the basket. Foul's going to go against Wingate. The blocking call, that could have been called a charge too, as Nunez was a little out of control going to the basket. Coach Oliveira not happy with the call as Nunez will go to the line to shoot two. I would tend to agree with the visitor, the home coach here. But the Warriors will benefit from the call as Nunez knocks down the first one and takes a one-point lead. 25-24 your score, 3:32 left here in the first half. Nunez's second free throw is up, nothing but net, they're both good. The juniors now 5 of 6 from the line, and the Warriors got a 2-point lead. Vanuku with the ball, top of the key. Tyler guarded by Nunez. Dribble drive past her. Scoop shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by Nunez. As Vanuku and Nunez are going at it from one end of the floor to the next. Gorbett has the ball, left wing, dribble drive up with the shot. Nice job as Jacqueline takes it to the rack. Warriors extend the lead to 4. Push him back the other way. Vanuka's guarded by Nunez. These two are battling head-to-head. Dribble drive, pulls it back out, finds Wingate. Dribble drive, shot in the middle of the key. She's going to get fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Jacqueline will pick up the foul. Gorbett will pick up her second, 16th foul against the Warriors. Warriors two leading rebounds. Stoops and Gorbett now both with two fouls. Wingate to the line to shoot two. The 5'8 sophomore knocks down the first one and cuts the lead to 3. Vanuku will come out. Princess will come in. Great minutes by the sophomore, Vanuku. Wingate, two hard dribbles up with the second one. Back rim, no good. Brianna Winningham in the ballgame for the Warriors as she gets the rebound. 3-point lead for the Warriors. Kelly guarding Nunez out on top. Brianna playing the high post now. Brooklyn Carter, dribble drive, 10-footer on the way. In and out, no good. Rebounded by the Tigers. Kelly's out in transition. Kicks it back out on top to Wingate, over to Salty. Salty, dribble drive, handoff to Lou. Lou goes up, out of position. Rebounded by Brianna. Winningham with their second rebound in the last two possessions. Nunez with the ball, guarded by Kelly. Dribble drive to the basket, up with the shot, and knocks it in. Great look by Nunez as she blew by Kelly. Warriors up by 5. Nora to the basket, up with the shot. Misses. Nora can't get anything to drop the Arcata Tigers' leading scorer. Warriors back the other way. Nunez has it on top. Nunez left side to Taylor. She'll fire the 3. No good. Long rebound to Brooklyn Carter. She'll drive to the basket, kick it back out to Nunez. They'll reset. Nunez goes by Talty. Up with the same shot. The little runner from the left, from the right side. Another 2-point basket. The Warriors up by 7. Blue fires the 3 from the left wing. No good. As the Tigers have gone ice cold and dead from the field. Nunez will come off the ball. Taylor will bring it up as Nunez is gassed with a minute left here in the first half. Taylor gets a pick from Gorbach. She dribble drives to the basket. Looks underneath. Great look to Brianna. She misses the easy one, but great execution by the Warriors. Prentice all the way to the basket. She'll knock it down. Took Nunez all the way to the rack. Big, strong move by the junior. 32-27, 35 seconds left here in the half. Brooklyn Carter with the ball left wing, 10-foot jumper on the way, no good. Rebound's going to go to the Tigers. Shot clock, game clock, almost identical. Warriors lead by 5, Princess with it. Over to Talty, she'll fire the 3. No good, rebounded by Carter. Over to Nunez with 15 left. Kelly's going to continue to pick her up full court. Across midcourt with 10 seconds left. Dribble drive out to Brooklyn. Brooklyn fires the 3 and knocks it down. Great find by Lily. Nora's quickly going to come back the other way. Shot goes up. No good. Looked like there was a bump at midcourt, but there was no call. Brooklyn Carter got the last 3 there, and the Warriors are going to take an 8-point lead into the half. 35-27 your score. We'll be back with the halftime, IUT Hamlet halftime report here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delmar Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the halftime report, and it's brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiuchi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
Delmar Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center.
The home of Delmar Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Delmar Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Chawell Benz in Hartwick, Sutter Coast Hospital, Chimney Craft, and Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance.
The home of Delmar Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Delmar Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
Sportscaster Club member sponsors are South Coast Appliance, Brian's Beach Dogs, Sutter Coast Hospital as our scoreboard sponsor, and our halftime show brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go!
It's the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
Welcome back to the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. Here at Arcata High School in the Tigers' Den, as the Warriors lead the Tigers by a score of 35-27 here at halftime. And what a great first half for the Warriors. Started off a little sluggish in the first quarter as the Tigers dominated the board. 18-16 was the score at the end of the first quarter. The Warriors came out and outscored the Tigers 19-9 in the second quarter to take a 8-point lead into halftime. And joining me here at halftime is Malia Jackson. Malia.
Yes.
Perfect. From the JV squad. And Malia, I brought you up tonight. You joined me a couple times last year, but I want to say I commend you on the way you conduct yourself on the floor, how you're always getting after getting all your players involved. It's great to have you at halftime. And I know you got a lot of stuff to talk about basketball. We saw that freshman game. I tried to talk about it in the pregame, but Bliss Blackburn knocking down the three ball to win it. How big was that for her?
That was, like, huge. Like, even, like, us staying on the sideline, we were, like, ready to run out on the court. It was, like, it was just phenomenal from her.
One thing you always see at the JV and freshman level, a lot of times the freshmen play sophomore and the sophomores play freshman, and it kind of mixes up. It's kind of like a family of two teams, isn't it?
Yes, and we practice a lot with the freshmen too, so we know a lot of the girls personally too.
They've had an up and down season. The freshmen are 7-6, 2-2 now in league play. They've struggled a little bit. A couple of the players from the freshmen go up to the JV. You've played around with that kind of thing. How hard is it for that JV squad sometimes? They don't know who they're going to have on their team.
It's a little difficult, but we do have a strong starting five. And so as long as we can keep that up, our freshmen, they do play a key factor in when we get in like foul trouble or just someone's not picking up. But just having them there and knowing that there's at least somebody there, we're always prepared.
Well, unfortunately, we got to talk about the JV game. 3-1 in conference play now. You're 3-0 heading into tonight. The Tigers got the best of you here at the Tigers' Den. You lost 57-43. The game was close pretty much throughout the game. They pulled away towards the end. You ended up with 10 points. Kansas Colson ended up with 9. Tough game for you guys, but tell me a little bit about it.
We kind of just came out a little, not the same intensity that we came out with against Eureka. Eureka, our intensity was there, and just this game, it just wasn't there. We tried to pick up on our press, but they always had that one pass. We were one pass away every single time.
You're going to find it, especially I've been doing this for a lot of years, and there's something about playing here in Arcata. Sometimes our nerves come up and their intensity ramps up, right? And I think it's how people feel when they come to Del Norte.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I think the Tigers' Den for Arcata is a huge advantage, and I think in Del Norte it's a huge advantage for Del Norte. So in the future, especially for you and coming here, you've almost got to match their intensity when you come here because they came ready to play tonight.
Yeah, they wanted that.
Taking a look at the first half of this game, Warriors lead 35-27. What do you think about the first quarter? Came out a little sluggish.
Yeah, we were just everywhere. Like, Arcata was knocking down some threes, but in the second quarter, we definitely picked that up.
How important it is, because you play point guard, but you also know the role of the post players. How big is it in that second quarter? Don't allow them 4 or 5 shots of possession. That's huge.
Yes, they got a lot of offensive rebounds, but they just got to find a person and, you know, put a body on them right there.
I thought one of the key things in the first half was watching Taylor, on some cases, bring the ball up the floor, giving Nunez a break on the wing, and actually it's kind of a different look for the Warriors. Do you expect to see something like that in the second half?
Yeah, I do, because Lily, and especially since Lily, Gianna, and Brooklyn, they're all shooters, and Anissa. So, and they can all run a point guard position. And Arcata is taking away their strong hand, but they're adapting to it. They can dribble with their left hand or their right hand. So it's easy for them to pass the ball around and just get open.
A lot of open shots for the Warriors in the first half. We knocked probably about 20% of them down. But I think the Warriors could shoot better than they did in the first half.
Yeah, definitely.
Taking a look, getting ready for tomorrow night's game back at Tuna Gymnasium as the Arcata Tigers come to town for the boys. Bento Jackson, one of the studs for Arcata, coming to town, and he always liked to rile up Tuna Gymnasium with his antics and his scoring. How important is it for the Warriors to come out pumped up and ready to go tomorrow night?
They just want to win it more. Like, I think that we, like us Warriors, we could pull it out for the win.
I think it's going to be super important for somebody like you to get the crowd into it over there. I want to see fuzzy boards. I want to see all that stuff at Tuna Gymnasium and get the crowd pumped up into it. Because you know how it is. When Tuna Gymnasium starts getting loud,
it
makes you play better.
Yeah.
Right? So what are the keys for the Warriors tomorrow night for the boys?
They just got to show up and play out, like play their heart out.
Show up and show out, right?
Show up and show out.
About 2:45 here before we start the second half. What's the keys for the Warriors here to start the second half?
I just think we just got to get more, like, defensive rebounds. Because I know that Tigers, they pushed themselves through there and got offensive rebounds over us, and we just got to put a body on them.
Absolutely. You are going to, Melia, you're going to join me Thursday for halftime too, right?
Yes, I will.
So we'll recap tomorrow night's boys game.
Yes, we will.
Right? And we'll talk about how you guys do against the Panthers. But this is a big three-game stretch I talked about in the pregame. We're the varsity team, as Arcata is ranked 9, McKinleyville, we play Thursday, is ranked number 3, and St. Bernard's on Saturday, which is ranked number 2. If the Warriors can win these three, they would be looking pretty good for North Coast Section.
It definitely will be.
I'm excited for the three games. You're going to join me at halftime for all three?
Yes.
You're going to be there Saturday too?
Yes.
Hey, Leah, thank you for joining us on the Hiuchi Hamlin Halftime Report.
Thank you for having me.
Good job. All right, so let's take a look at the stats. Take a look at the stats here. You're good.
All right.
Take a look at the stats here for the Arcata Tigers. It was Vanuku with 5 points. Prentice ended up with 10. Grubb had 3. Talty had 3. Lou had 2. And Wingate had 1 for the Arcata Tigers. And for the Delmar Warriors, it was Brooklyn Carter with 7. 11 points for Nunez, 4 for Batiga, and Gianna Taylor had 6, Gorbett had 2, and Stute had 4 for the Warriors. In foul situation, it was Gorbett with 2, Stute with 2, and Prentice has 2 fouls for Arcata. So about 45 seconds left here before we start the second half. Your Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report was brought to you by Hiuchi Hamlet. It has hot drinks, cold snacks. It has cold drinks and hot snacks. It has everything you want, everything you need. In fact, if they don't have it, you don't need it. Hiuchi Hamlet, located on US Highway 199 in Hiuchi. So here we go. Warriors in their road blue outfit, taking on the Tigers in the white. Second half, getting ready to get underway. I think the Warriors played a great second quarter. Really got after it defensively on the boards, and I think that was the key. Expect them to continue to pressure the Warriors here in the second half. Try to wear down the guards. Melia brought up a great point. They're forcing Nunez, any guards out there, strictly to the left side. The whole game's been played from the left side of the court. Warriors will have the first possession of the second half. Starters back in for both squads. Actually, Taylor will start instead of Stute. Wilson's out there, though. Nunez with the ball, making her go left like we saw last time. Nunez over to Taylor. Taylor back out to Nunez. Ball's going to go in the backcourt. Save, though, to Gorbett. 15 on the shot clock. Back over to Taylor. Taylor fires from the wing. No good. Rebound by Wilson. She'll put it back up and miss. Get her own rebound again, and she'll put it back up. 2 rebounds equals a shot for Wilson. She gets her first bucket of the game. 10-point lead for the Warriors. Prentice with the ball, top of the key, guarded by Brooklyn. Dribble drive, kick out to Deeker, over to Lou. Drives baseline, gets it to Deeker. Kicks it out to Kelly, back out on top to Talty. Guarded by Nunez, top of the key. She tries to get under the side of Deeker, and she's going to get fouled on the pass. Foul's going to go against Gorbett. She picks up her third. Ball gets passed in, back out on top. Shot from the wing goes up. No good. Rebounded by the Tigers, and Talty gets the rebound and puts it back up and in. Bucket for the Tigers. Talty with only 5 points tonight after that bucket. Warriors lead by eight as Nunez comes across midcourt. Nunez, dribble drive. Skip pass over to Taylor. Dribble drive baseline. Shot goes up from the wing off the side of the backboard. No good. She's going to get her own rebound, and they'll reset to Nunez. Nunez over to Brooklyn. Brooklyn fires the three. No good. Rebounded by Kelly. Tigers will come back the other way. Couple good looks by the Warriors. Couldn't get them to fall. Salty from the wing. No good. Rebounded by Wilson. Another great offensive rebound by what? Defensive rebound by Wilson. Nunez will push the pace. Kicks it out to Brooklyn. Back out to Nunez. Over to Brooklyn. Eight-footer on the way. Knocks it down. Brooklyn Carter knocks it down. The baseline jumper. 10-point lead for the Warriors again. Kelly across midcourt, guarded by Taylor. Hands it off to Nora. Nora Talsi in the ballgame. Spin move. Six-footer on the way. Knocks it down. Great look. The junior has seven, and it's back to an 8-point lead for the Warriors. 5:40 left here in the third quarter as Nunez comes across midcourt. Nunez high post to Gorbett. Ball's loose. Picked up by Prentice. Out in transition. Layup back the other way for Aaliyah. Aaliyah gets her first bucket of the second half. And the Warrior leads down to six. Nunez. Dribble drive. Pulls it back out. Corner to Taylor. Dribble drive baseline. Scoop shot up. No good. Rebounded by Gorbett, though. Gorbett dribble drive by Lou. Great pump fake. No good. Rebounded. Gets her own rebounds almost. Ball's loose on the ground. Picked up by Deeker. Couple good looks underneath. Can't get him to fall, though. Kelly will fire the transition three from the wing. No good. Rebounded by Gorbett. Gorbett will push it back the other way. Out to Taylor. Ball fake. Underneath to Wilson. Wilson goes up. Nice job by Lily. Lily gets a 2-point bucket. 8-point lead. Great look inside by Taylor to find Wilson. Senior to senior, the only two seniors on the squad. Actually, Kiki also is senior. Deeker underneath. Kicks it back out to Lou. Lou fires the three. No good. Long rebound is going to go to the Tigers. Loose on the ground. It's going to be off the Warriors, it's going to be Tiger ball. Deuce comes in, Wilson comes out. What? Tigers inbound the ball, Prentice over to Talty. Talty back out to Lou. Over to Vanuku in the ballgame. Vanuku dribble drive, dump off to Deeker. Up with the shot, easy bucket for Deeker. Deeker gets her first basket of the game, down to a 6-point lead. 41-35, your score. Nunez has the ball guarded by Vanuku. Over to Brooklyn. Brooklyn shoots, ball's blocked by Deeker, picked up by the Tigers. Tigers out in transition. That's Prentice. Dribble drive. Scoop shot goes up. No good, and we're going to have a foul on Taylor. Prentice will go to the line to shoot two. Taylor picks up her first. Second team foul against the Warriors. Leading scorer for the Tigers goes up for her first free throw and knocks it down. 41-36, your score, 5-point lead for the Warriors, pending the second free throw by Prentice. Aaliyah knocks down both free throws, and it's down to a 4-point lead. Anissa comes in, Taylor comes out. Vanuku's going to guard Nunez, and now whoever brings the ball up is going to get picked up by Vanuku. Nunez across midcourt, guarded by Vanuku. Over to Brooklyn. Brooklyn underneath to Stute. Back out to Brooklyn. Dribble drive. 10-footer goes up. Air ball. Out of bounds. It's going to be Tigers' ball. Good look by Brooklyn. Just didn't see it. Warriors lead by 4 with 3.5 minutes left here in the third quarter. Kind of a lull here in action on both sides. Kind of complacent. Princess with the ball. Dribble drive, spin move. She shoots it and she's going to get fouled. Stutes will pick up the foul. She's got 3. And Prentice goes back to the line. 41-37, your score. Front rim, no good on the free throw. Stays a 4-point lead for the Warriors. Second free throw, 2 dribbles, up with it. Front rim, out, no good. Ball's being knocked out of bounds. Picked up by Prentice. Gets her own rebound. Scoop shot goes up. No good. Rebound's going to go to Stute. Out to Nunez. Nunez pushing the pace the other way. Corner to Anissa. Anissa dribble drive. Ball's loose on the ground. Vanuku and Anissa are going to come up with it. And it's going to be a jump ball. So a turnover by the Warriors, and it's going to be Tiger ball. Vanuku's going to push it back the other way quickly, trying to get him before Warriors get set up. Hands it off to Prentice. She'll dribble drive to the basket, kick it out to Grubb. Over to Lou. Shot goes up, and Stutes just picked up her 4th. Stutes picks up her 4th foul. As Kimura will come in for Stutes. First free throw is good for Lou. Lou with her first free throw of the night, knocks it down, leads down to 3, 41-38, second free throw no good, rebounded by Nunez. Nunez pushes it back the other way, gets double-teamed to the backcourt, breaks the double-team across midcourt. She'll fire the 3 from the left wing. She got left alone, no good, rebound put back by Anissa, no good, rebound by Prentice. You know she'll push the pace back the other way. Kicks it out. Right side to Grubb. Grubb fires the 3. No good. Long rebound to Gorbett. Gorbett's going to try to go coast to coast against Prentice. Up with the shot. No good. Ball's loose on the ground. It's going to be picked up. It's going to be Warrior ball. As Nunez will inbound the ball underneath her own basket. 41-38, your score. Warriors lead by 3. Brooklyn Carter misses the 3 ball. Ball picked up by Prentice. Out to Vanuku. Backside to Wingate. Back to Vanuku. Ball's going to be knocked away. It's going to be a foul on Gorbett on the ground. So Gorbett has 4. Stutes has 4. The 2 leading rebounders for the Warriors have 4 fouls. 5 team fouls against the Warriors. 41-38, your score. Vanuku will inbound the ball. Gets it into Prentice. Dribble drive. Kicks it back out to Wingate, and she's going to get called for the travel. Tried to do something with it before she dribbled there, and that's going to be a travel call. Turnover for the Tigers. Nunez across midcourt, 41-38 your score. Over to Anissa, dribble drive baseline. She's going to dribble it off her own foot, turnover for the Warriors. It's going to be Tigers inbounding the ball, entering the ball game for the first time for the Tigers. It's Ham, Trinity Ham, the senior, 5'6". Trinity Ham almost travels on the top of the key without being touched. Gets it to Wingate. Back out on top to Prentice. Prentice with the ball. Dribble drive past Nunez. Up with the 8-footer. No good. Rebounded by Nunez. She'll push it back the other way. Nunez out in transition. Shot goes up middle of the key and she's going to get fouled. Nunez will go back to the line to shoot. The foul's going to go against Grubb. Kaya Grubb, the junior, 5'9", picks up the foul. Nunez back to the line to shoot free throws. First free throw, back rim, no good. Entering the ball game for the Tigers now, number 20. Salty back in. Second free throw on the way for Nunez. Knocks it down, front rim, slides over the front rim. Back to a 4-point lead for the Warriors. Salty, dribble drive baseline. She goes up, no good. And we're going to have a blocking call. Foul's going to go against Kimora. McCovey picks up her first. 16 fouls. Nora's going to go the line to shoot two here. There's a dribble drive, a late whistle on that one as the shot went up and she missed it. And the whistle came way afterwards. First free throw, no good. Warriors keep the 4-point lead. Sending the second free throw. It's on its way, in and out, no good. Rebounded by Taylor. Warriors lead 42-38. 1 minute left here in the third quarter. Left side to Anissa. Across midcourt, over to Taylor. Taylor skips past to Nunez. Dribble drive, shot goes up, and she's going to get fouled once again. Looks like Grubb's going to pick up the foul again. That's her second. Nunez back to the line to shoot two more. Front rim no good on the first one. 42-38 your score. Nunez, a 64% free throw shooter. She's been averaging about 9 free throws a game. This will be her 10th of this game, and she knocks it down. 43-38, 5-point lead, 45 seconds. Nora Talsi pushing it back the other way. We're going to get a foul out on the perimeter. 1-1 for the Tigers. Foul's going to go against Taylor. Taylor picks up her second. As Nora will go to the line to shoot 1-1. Nora Talsi 0-for-2 from the line. She's got 7 points on the night. Makes that 0-for-3 as she misses the front end. Warriors are coming out in transition after the Bottega rebound. Nunez, dribble drive, pass Talty, up the shot. No good, rebounded. We're going to have a foul on McCovey. Foul's going to go against Kimora. She picks up her second. Here comes the Tigers back to the line to shoot 1-1 off the foul. Wingate's at the line. She's 1-2 from the line. Free throw goes up. Front rim, good. Slid over the front rim, and then it's down to a 4-point lead again. Pending the second free throw by Wingate. 35 seconds left here in the quarter. Wingate up with her second free throw. Knocks it in. Nothing but net. 3-point lead for the Warriors. 43-40 your score. Taylor over to Nunez, to Carter, back to Nunez. Dribble drive, skip pass to Taylor. She'll fire the three. No good, air ball picked up by Lou. 15 seconds left. Lou out in transition. We're going to have a blocking foul on Anissa. As she knocks it down, and we got a chance for a 3-point play as Lou makes it. Anissa picks up her second. And Lou's going to the line. Big 3-point play here, possibly for the junior. 43-42 your score, pending the free throw. Could tie it up right here. Nothing but net. Tie ball game, folks. 43-43, 13 seconds left. Taylor gets it out to Anissa, back to Taylor. Across midcourt, guarded by Talty. 8 seconds left. Taylor with the ball. Dribble drive back out to Nunez. Nunez fires from half court. No good, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. 43-43 your score heading into the fourth quarter. We'll be back with the fourth quarter here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Mar Warrior Sports.
Del Mar Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster sponsors are Center Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, and Del Nor Tire.
The home of Del Nor Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Welcome back to the Tiger's Den down here in Arcata High School. As the Del Nor Warriors gave up their 8-point lead here in the third quarter, and we have a tie ball game going into the fourth and final quarter. 43-43 your score. Warriors have fouled 9 times here in the second half. Tigers only 2. Be double bonus for the Tigers from here on out. And the foul situation for the Warriors, Gorbett has 4 and so does Stutes. Stutes will start the second half. Start the fourth quarter. And Gorbett will also, both starting with 4 fouls. Nunez across midcourt. First possession going to the Warriors. She's going to get double teamed on the left side. We're going to have a reach-in foul on the Tigers. Foul's going to go against Sharp. She'll pick up her 2nd. Nunez will inbound on the sideline. Ball get inbounded into Jacqueline. Over to Brooklyn. Brooklyn will fire the 3 from the top of the key. No good. Rebounded by Sharp. Sharp out to Talty. In transition. Gets it out to Grubb. Up with the shot. No good. Long rebound's going to go to Lou, though. She'll fire the 3. Long rebound. No good. Picked up by Jacqueline. Jacqueline with the ball. Gets it over to Taylor. Warriors will slowly bring it across midcourt now off the rebound. Ball's knocked away off Sharp. Oh, they're going to call a foul. Sharp's going to pick up her 3rd. Warriors will inbound on the sideline. 9-4 your foul count now. Sharp picked up her 3rd. 2 quick ones there. Gives her 3. Brooklyn Carter with the ball. Brooklyn gets a pick from Gorbett over to Nunez. Nunez back the other way. Blocking foul on Talty. Talty will pick up her 1st foul of the game. 5 team fouls now against Arcata. 7 minutes here in the fourth quarter. 43-43 your score. Nunez gets the ball. Dribble drive. Underneath to Stutes. Ball's loose on the ground. Picked up by Nunez. Out to Taylor. Taylor fires up the 8-footer. No good. Rebounded by Nunez. Nunez back up. No good. Long rebound to Nunez once again. Another offensive rebound and another set. Brooklyn Carter with the ball. On top to Jacqueline. The reset on top. 15 on the shot clock. Loose balls on the ground. Picked up by Nunez. Not a great offensive possession for the Warriors there. A lot of individual effort. But it's going to go out of bounds with 14 on the shot clock. Lou will come out. Deeker will come back in. Nunez will inbound the ball. Ball comes into Carter. Carter fires the 3 from the top of the key. No good. Rebound for Salty. Salty's going to get fouled. She forced the contact there. It's going to be 2 shot double bonus. Foul's going to go against Taylor. Taylor picks up her 3rd. Double bonus for Nora. Nora 0 for 3 from the line tonight. Uncharacteristic from the leading scorer. She's got 7 tonight. First free throw knocks it down. If the junior was going to get him, she needed him right there. She gave the Tigers their first lead of the second half. 44-43. Second free throw on the way. It's also good. 2-point lead for the Tigers with 6.5 minutes left. Timeout on the floor by Coach Clifton as the Tigers have their first lead of the second half. this chance to let us know more of our Sportscasters Club members, including Crescent City, Les Schwab, Doing the Right Thing Matters, Delmar Ambulance, dedicated to serving this community, Oat Hill Organic Beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef, Western Valley Insurance, on and off the court, teamwork makes the difference. Call Western Valley Insurance for a local team committed to community. Morjohn's Parts and Services for one-on-one services and support with the winning edge. See the team at Morjohn's Parts and Services. McFerrin, Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Tax, Bookkeeping, and Payroll. L&L Design and Construction, Commercial and Residential Construction, now licensed in Oregon. And Valvoline Henry Car Wash. Get the Works Car Wash across from Fred Meyer. Up tomorrow night, it'll be Delnord hosting our K-10 boys action. As the Warriors try to get on track in the Big 5 boys action. Benuku in the game for the Tigers. Full court pressure for the Warrior, for the Tigers, as Sharp and Benuku will pick up full court. Warriors break it pretty easily with Nunez and Taylor. Nunez, dribble drive, goes up with the six-footer, no good, just kind of threw it up there. Salty with the rebound, she'll push it back in transition. Salty all the way to the basket and knocks it down. Nice little stutter step move by Salty. 11 points for the leading scorer for the Tigers, and it's a four-point lead. Nunez with the ball. Get past to Taylor. Fire the three from the wing. Off the top of the backboard, out of bounds, no good. As Kimura comes in and Taylor comes out. Pretty big lineup size-wise for the Warriors now as Kimura comes in and Stutes and Gorbut are both in also. Kimura can guard the perimeter though also. Dribble drive by Sharp. Up with the shot, no good. Rebound up by Carter. Carter's out on transition. One-on-two break. Scoop shot goes up. She's going to get called for out of bounds. As the blocked shot went right to her, she was standing out of bounds. Warriors trail by four now. Vanuku out to Sharp. Dribble drive. Lost the handle. Deeker picks it up and an easy bucket on the back rim. Deeker's got four and it's out to a six-point lead for the Tigers. 5:15 to play. Nunez with the ball. Nunez. Dribble drive up by Carter. Great job by Brooklyn Carter on the baseline. Baseline drive down to a four-point lead. Back out on top to Wingate over to Talty. Benuku will fire the three from the wing and knock it down. Paula knocks down the big three ball. Second three of the night for her, and it's out to a seven-point lead for the Tigers. Gorbut with the ball. Back out to Nunez. Nunez skip pass to Carter. Carter dribble drive. She'll shoot it up. Blocked by Deeker. Picked up by Stute. Out to Nunez. Fires the three. No good. Rebounded by Wingate. Out to Talty. Talty's out in transition. Pushing the pace and she's going to lose the handle. Nunez's going to pick it up. She'll push it back the other way. Up with the shot. She's fouled and knocks it down. Great athletic play by Nunez. She'll get the bucket and was fouled by Talty. Talty picks up her second. Brooklyn will take a seat and Nisa will come back in. Nunez at the line to try to complete the three-point play, trailing by five. Free throw's good. It's down to a four-point lead for the Tigers. 52-48 with 4 minutes left. Benuku dribble drive baseline. She'll pull it back out. Reset on the left wing. Dribble drive, finds Deeker on the backside, no good with the shot. Rebounded by Stutes. Stutes out to Nunez. Pushing it in transition. Steps through up with the shot, and she's going to get fouled. Nunez great at creating contact in the middle of the key. As Wingate's going to pick up her second, and Nunez will go back to the line where she's lived. Timeout on the floor by Coach Oliveira. looks like a 30-second timeout. Get a chance to say hello to some more of our Sportscasters Club members, including McDonald's. Stop by after the game for a burger. Go Warriors! Down Art Ambulance, dedicated to serving our community. Les Schwab Tire, doing the right thing matter. England Marine, fishing, marine, and outdoor equipment. Go Warriors! Blue Star Gas, propane sales and service, Crescent City and Brookings. Caldwell Benz and Hartwick, good luck, Warriors, from Team CBH, your local accounting and tax firm. So 3:52 left here on the Center Coast Hospital scoreboard. Delnor trailing by 4, 52-48 your score. Warriors are in bonus. Tigers are in double bonus. Nunez is at the line to shoot two and can cut it to a 1.1 score game here. First free throw is good for Nunez. On to her 13th free throw of the night. No good lane violation on Stute. 3-point ball game. As the Tigers will inbound and Benuku will come across midcourt. Benuku over to Wingate. Wingate's going to get called for the travel, getting pressure by McCovey out on top. As Carter will come back in the ball game. Carter comes in, McCovey comes out. Inbounding the ball will be Anise in the backcourt after the turnover. Gets it into Gorbert and gets it back to Nunez. Guarded by Vanuku in the backcourt. Nunez with the ball. Tries to dribble out of the double team. She does. Gets it over to Anissa, over to Stute. Loose on the ground. It's going to be Warrior. Still loose. Jump ball between Wingate and Gorbett. The ball was picked up and lost three times there in the middle of the key. Possession arrow is going to go to the Warriors. .52-49, 3:19 left. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Nunez gets the ball into Anissa. Anissa back over to Nunez. She'll fire the three from the wing. Knocks it down. Tie ball game, folks. Big shot by Lily Nunez. 52-52 your score. Benuku with the ball. Dribble drive. Middle of the key ball. Tied up by Gorbett. Great, excellent effort by Jacqueline. Possession arrow is going to go to Arcata. But great effort on the drive there. Kimura comes in, Carter comes out. Offense for defense with Kimura and Brooklyn Carter right now. Benuka will inbound the ball. Gets it into Prentice. Ball fake, dribble drive to the basket, scoop shot goes. Prentice gets her second field goal of the second half. Back to a 2-point lead for the Tigers. 3-point look good. Knocks it down, Nunez. Back-to-back three balls, and the Warriors got a lead. Should be 55-44, I believe, but it shows three right now. Prentice out to Grubb, up with the shot, rebounded by, knocked out of bounds. It's going to be a foul. One of them fouled out. And it's going to be Stutes. It was either going to be Stutes or Gorber with the foul, loose ball foul. Stutes is going to get it. She's going to foul out. Stutes comes out. Winningham goes in. So going to the line is going to be Deeker. Deeker. First free throw of the night for her. She knocks it down. 55-55 your score now. As Lou comes back in the ball game. The score is right. They were behind a bucket before. 2:33 left here in the ball game. Deeker with the second free throw, no good. Prentice comes up with a rebound, puts it back up and misses. Rebounded by McCovey, and here come the Warriors. Nunez with the ball, top of the key. Right side to Anisha. She'll fire the three from the wing. Bingo! From the words of John Pritchett here at the Tigers' Den, Anisha knocks down the three ball. Warriors back up by three. Banuku with the ball, middle of the key, out to Deeker, over to Talty. Talty back out to Banuku with 2 minutes left. Warriors lead by three on the road right here. Prentice backing in, Gorman up with the shot. In and out, no good, rebounded by Winningham. Brianna comes up with it, out to Nunez. Nunez guarded by Deeker in the backcourt, the six-footer guarding Nunez. Out to Anisha, she'll fire from the corner. No good, long rebound by Corbett, though. Back out to Nunez, they'll reset. Slowly bringing it back out on top. 1:40 to play. Warriors lead by three. Nunez will fire from the top of the key. Rebound goes up. It's Kimura. And a timeout on the floor by Coach Clifton after a big rebound by the junior. Full timeout for Del Norte. 1:30 left here in the ballgame. Warriors lead by three. 58-55 your score. Some more of your Sportscasters Club members include Brian's Beach Dog Rose today, Ketchup tomorrow, Rabbit Dog, and more in Harbor. South Coast Appliances, new and used appliances behind Dutch Bros in Brookings and in Crescent City. Lisa McCallum, State Farm Agent, like a good neighbor, Lisa is there. And Chimney Craft, working for you since 1992, trying to keep you warm and happy. Next broadcast is tomorrow night as John Pritchard will bring you live game action from TuneIn Gymnasium as the Del Norte Boys host Arcata. And then on Thursday night, we'll be back in girls action in McKinleyville as the Warriors take on the McKinleyville Panthers. Panthers ranked number three in North Coast section. The Warriors ranked four. Warriors trying to dispatch the Arcata Tigers right now. They're ranked ninth. And somebody's got to try to keep pace with Eureka Loggers in Big Five action as they are undefeated. Warriors 2-1 in league play and like to go to 3-1 right here. Warriors will inbound underneath their own basket, 28 on the shot clock. Gorbett will inbound. Gorbett throws it in to Prentice. Turnover for the Warriors, blatant as it gets. Ball goes left side, dribble drive by Grubb, back out to Prentice. Ball fake, dribble drive, up with the shot, no good. We're going to have a blocking foul, two shots. Foul's going to go against Winningham. Kind of a late whistle. But Winningham picks it up and it's going to be two shot foul. First free throw, no good. That was Prentice shooting. As Talty comes back in, Banuku comes out. Interesting play, Banuku coming out of the ballgame. Kamoran Winningham in. Along with Gorbett, Nunez, and Anisha. Second free throw, also no good. Warriors up by three still. Ball's knocked out of bounds. It's going to be off the Warriors Tiger ball. But two missed free throws there by Prentice. She missed her last four. Warriors hold on to a three-point lead as the Tigers inbound the ball underneath their own basket. They get it into Prentice. It goes off her foot. It's going to be Dillnor ball. Great defense by Gorbett as she knocked it out of Prentice's hand and it went off her leg. 58-55 your score. Warriors lead by three as they inbound at midcourt. Nunez has it. Nunez guarded by Talty. Talty across midcourt. Nunez across midcourt. Loses the handle. She's underneath her own basket. It's going to be loose. Picked up by Talty. Tigers back the other way. Dribble drive all the way to the basket. We're going to have an offensive foul. Anisha takes the charge. The foul's going to go against Talty. She picks up her third. Big, big play. Turn of events. Nunez with the ball across midcourt. 45 seconds left. Warriors lead by three. Tigers don't have to foul yet. There's about a 15-second differential shot clock to game clock. 15 left. Denise has got the ball on the left wing, taking her time. Back out on top to Nunez. Timeout on the floor. Wait, no, foul. Foul's going to go against Talty. Talty picks up her fourth, all in this half. She'll come out of the ball game. Kimura will come in for Anissa. Gorbut will come in. 58-55 your score, 32 seconds left. You only have four on the floor, Coach. Vanuku will come back in. We got wholesale substitution. 32 seconds left. Warriors lead by three. Nunez at the line to shoot 1-on-1. Big free throws here for the junior. Possible argument with how many fouls somebody has. Or the score, maybe. Let me add up my points real quick. 5, 6, 12, 15. I got 58. And let's see the other side. It's 5, 8, 10, 12 for 50, 58. So the Warriors do lead. Got 4. I got Talty with 4. 58-55 your score. One and one. Nunez at the line to shoot 1-on-1. She got the ball, free throws up, knocks it down. I thought it was 1-on-1. But I guess not. Should have been 1-on-1, I believe. That was only the first free throw, and they just went to play it afterwards. So Nunez needs to go back to the line to shoot one more, yeah. They quickly came back across, so it should be 32 on the game clock. See if they reset the clock a little bit here. So it's a 4-point lead on big stall, a little confusion all the way around. First we had an issue with the fouls. Then we had an issue with 1-on-1 here. Then we had an issue with substitution. They're not going to put time back on the clock. The clock's going to stay as is, I guess. Nunez will shoot the second and miss, 4-point lead. Prentice across midcourt, 4-point lead. Deeker's going to fire a three and miss. Rebound's going to go, it's going to be a foul on Taylor. It's going to be a loose ball foul against Taylor, and Lou will go to the line. What a very odd ending to this game, folks. Sorry about the stalls, but there's a lot of confusion as Coach Doug Oliveira is absolutely furious. Wouldn't be surprised to see him booted from this game at this point. Lou's up with the first free throw, knocks it down. It's back to a one-possession game. 3-point lead for the Warriors. 17 seconds left. Lou's at the line to shoot the second free throw. Big rebound here for the Warriors if they miss. Do come up with the rebound. Brianna's got it. It's going to be a jump ball. Deeker and Brianna come up with it. And it's going to be Delnor ball off possession. Timeout on the floor. Timeout's going to be by Coach Clifton. Whew. So let's set the stage here. 10 fouls for each. It's going to be double bonus both ways. 15.3 seconds left in the ball game. Warriors lead by 3. The foul situation is Talty has 4. And on the Delnor side, Stoots has already fouled out. Taylor has 4 and Gorbut has 4. Warriors are going to inbound in the backcourt. Super important to get the ball into a free throw shooter here. And all five players out there are shooters. They'll want to get it to Anissa, Brooklyn, or Nunez here, as Gorbett will set the pick. Passing in the ball will be Taylor. Taylor gets the ball into Nunez. Nunez in the backcourt, back over to Taylor. Taylor across midcourt, and she's going to get fouled. Taylor's going to go to the line to shoot the two, folks, to seal this game at this point. Prentice picks up their third foul. If Taylor can knock one down here, it's a huge free throw. She's got two because it's double bonus. First free throw, quickly shot, nothing but net. The senior says, I got this. 60-56, your score. Warriors lead by four. Second one's no good. Long rebound to Prentice across midcourt to Deeker. Deeker over to Vanuku. She'll fire the three from the wing. No good. Deeker goes back up and misses. One second, and that's going to do it as the Warriors came into the Tigers' den and stole one from the Arcata Tigers. Final score, Warriors win 60-56. We'll be back with the postgame show here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Donut Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Donut Warrior Game of the Week postgame show. We have all the latest stats and information for this game coming up next. And our Sportscaster Club members' sponsors are Delnord Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, and McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Delnord Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Sutter Coast Community Clinic offers pediatric care with pediatrician Dr. Nassery and certified pediatric PA Susie Schwartz. If your infant or child is in need of a pediatrician's care, please call Sutter Coast Community Clinic to get set up as a new patient. Dr. Nassery and PA Susie Schwartz offer wonderful care and look forward to serving your pediatric needs. For an appointment, call 707-464-6715.
Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and England Marine Supply.
The home of Delnord Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Now it's time for the Delnord Warrior postgame show right here.
Welcome back to the postgame show here in Arcata High School, where the Delnord Warriors just have defeated the Arcata Tigers by a final score of 60-56 in a game where the Warriors led by eight at the half. At the end of three quarters, the Tigers had demolished that lead, and it was tied 43-43. Arcata scored the next 6 points to start the fourth quarter, but then it was all Warriors from there on out as they ended up beating the Tigers 60-56. And on the scoring side for the Arcata Tigers, they were led by Aaliyah Prentice. She had 16. Vanuku came off the bench for 8. And Nora Talty, the junior, had 11 for the Tigers. And for the Delnord Warriors, it was Brooklyn Carter with 12. Lily Nunez led the way. She's been averaging 16. She had 24 points tonight. Bottega had 7. Deanna Taylor had 7. Gorbett had 2. Wilson had 4. And Stutes had 4 also. But the Warriors' big shooting Nunez down the stretch with a pair of threes, along with Anissa's 3 in the fourth quarter, put this game away for the Delnord Warriors. Congratulations to the Warriors. They improved to 14-4 on the season, 3-1 in conference play. The Arcata Tigers fall to 9-9, and they're now 1-3 in conference play. Up next for the girls, it's going to be another road trip on Thursday, as the Lady Warriors will be in McKinleyville taking on the number 3 ranked team in North Coast Sex Division 4, the McKinleyville Panthers. Game time will be 7:30. I'll be on the air at 7:20 with that game. And tomorrow night, it's going to be the Delmar boys hosting the Arcata Tigers at Tunin Gymnasium. Make sure you get to Tunin Gymnasium and pack the house for the big game. Pre-game will be 7:20 on the air, and tip-off is at 7:30. Well, Warrior fans, that should wrap things up here for us tonight. A big thanks to our engineer without fear, Gloria, back in the studios, for my broadcast partner, John Pritchett, for Michael Bryan at KPU, General Manager Larry Tempe, and President Mike Wilson, and the entire Bicoastal Media family, thanks for listening. Remember, you can hear a rebroadcast of this game on DelnorSports.com. Once again, our final score, Delnor defeats the Arcata Tigers by a final score of 60-56. I'm John Horner. Good night, everybody. Stay safe, and may God bless.
You've been listening to the Delnor Game of the Week, and it was brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Delnor Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Delnor Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawell Benz and Hartwick, Chimney Craft, Lisa McCowan, South Coast Appliance, and Brian's Beach Dogs. This has been a Bicoastal Media Sports presentation. Thank you.